Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But I wanted to discuss the comments of Zachary Parker, who is the council member in D.C. of Ward 5. This is actually one of the council members we have not had on the show yet. We're efforting to get him on. Maybe next week he'll stop through. But we've talked to about half of the city council at this point. Parker's one of the guys who has been very much TBD, like has not showed his cards as to whether or not he's for or against the stadium. But he put out a clip yesterday, a video with audio of his thoughts on the stadium. He's certainly not a no, but the way I took this, Danny, is you know they're going to do it on their own terms. He makes it clear a couple of things. Number one, he debunked the theory that the city council is trying to strip the stadium portion of the budget.
Right.
That they're not trying to take the stadium element away from the budget, which was reported by NBC4 at one point in the last few days. He said that that's not true. So that's good to know. But the other thing that I thought he made pretty clear was this deadline that's a month away doesn't mean a whole lot to the city council. They're not playing ball with that deadline. The mayor, remember, came out this week and said, hey, guys, if you try to make a bunch of changes and you don't meet the deadline that the commanders and I have set for mid-July, then they're going to bring Maryland back to the table and we lose our exclusive negotiating window and maybe this won't happen. And it doesn't sound like Zachary Parker, as he lays it out from the city council perspective and as he does his posturing here, cares a whole lot about that.
Right. And the who knows what's real there? I don't know if this is baked in. So in other words, if I tell you, Grant, you got a deadline of next Friday to pay me the 10 bucks you owe me. I'd rather have the 10 bucks than some sort of weird artificial deadline.
Yeah, so what if I come to you 4 days later with the 10 bucks? You're not going
to
take it?
I'm happy to take the 10 bucks. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. I don't know how much is leverage. I don't know how much is posturing. I don't know how much is negotiating. I don't know how much is part and parcel with politics. I do know that it sounds like the council is not doing a run around hair on fire. We've got to get this done or else. This is part of a, you know, again, we care about this one part, the stadium, yay or nay, whatever it is, we want to know. They're doing their normal council business, right? Where like they need to go through the budget and take their time and this line item and that line item and do their normal, you know, tug of war. They are not beholden, it sounds like, according to him, to that, and I'm not trying to be trite about it, this artificial deadline that I'm not sure how real it is. I understand that they would like it done soon.
Well, you'll hear the clip we're about to play, but he basically says, Danny, it's impossible for us to meet the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true or not. You know,
if it's all you were doing, you could meet it.
Well, if it's not all you were doing, if you wanted to meet it, you could meet it. I think you don't want to meet it because you don't like the deal and you're going to try to change a bunch of things in the deal. But you know, it wasn't that fun to stay up all night and cram for an exam either. But when the rubber met the road, you just kind of had to knock it out at George Mason University in the Johnson Center and show up at Robinson A the next day and take your exam. And so I think that if they wanted to meet the deadline, it's very possible they could make that happen if they agreed to the terms, but they don't right now. But let's listen to the audio here. We can stop it. It's a few-minute-long clip, so we can stop and start as we need to and react to different things he's saying. This is Zachary Parker of Ward 5. Now, I will just warn you, he says the word level set a lot. I think that means I'm trying to level with you. I'm trying. Someone else could explain what it means better. But I think it's just like a fancy way of him saying,
here's what's really going on.
Yeah, it's time for me to give you the real. But he says level set, which I've never heard as if it's like a thing that is that I should know. But anyway, Zachary Parker, Ward 5.
There's been discrepancies about the council's intentions, and I want to make clear that the council has every intention to vote on this deal, to protect this deal, and move it forward. In fact, this week, the council met, and our discussion was about saving or safeguarding the money in the budget for this project, the money that the mayor already put in the budget, while we negotiate the language and the policy around the project. Not to get too in the weeds here, but there is a difference between the Budget Support Act or the BSA and the Local Budget Act, the LBA.
So he's going to get into some, you know, he does get into the weeds here, and I'll let you guys hear it because you're smart and you'll be able to follow probably better than I can. But very important quotes that he just said. We have every intention to vote on and protect this deal. That's good to know. The report this week was that maybe they weren't going to protect the deal. He said, we want to move it forward. I thought that was telling. He said, we are saving the money in the budget for this contract. I mean, that would make you, it sound like, maybe he's not a yes right now, but he's certainly not a no.
Yeah, meaning even if it's tweaked slightly, in general, it's earmarked as yes. Like, in other words, if we take it out, there's no chance.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not to get too in the weeds here, but there is a difference between the Budget Support Act or the BSA and the Local Budget Act, the LBA. The LBA is where the money is. The BSA is where the language is. We would in effect leave the money in the LBA while we negotiate and wrestle with the details with the commanders. And so we can come up with a deal. That would also mean that at a later date, sometime this fall, a definitive date, not next year, not years from now, sometime this fall, after we've done our due diligence in vetting this process, negotiating with the commanders in good faith, we would vote on this project. There's also been a discrepancy about many of the challenges confronting the district from the federal government to locally. And I think it's worth noting that all of the decisions in the budget were not made because of federal pressures. The mayor made choices. We are on the brink of tens of thousands of Washingtonians potentially losing their housing benefits, their TANF benefits, their health care benefits. School budgets are slated to reduce in future years. The pay equity fund is slated to be eliminated in future years, including the child tax credit and so much more. Why am I bringing this up? Because this deal, the largest in the district's history, informs both our capital budget and our operating budget. Yes, it is true. Our operating budget is how we pay for many of the programs that serve as lifelines for Washingtonians. Our capital budget is how we fix our roadways, modernize our schools, pay for construction projects like the one at RFK. How we dedicate revenue from that project informs future operating budgets. That is why it is important that we wrestle with the details here.
What are some there, super quick. To me, that is basically saying, whether you agree with him or not, simply this is what I think he's talking about is, we spend now on a capital project with the idea that it would generate for us in the future. Right. So right now, the rent, it's not going to help our revenue, our bottom line. When you spend a huge amount of money, you go, oh my God, there's less money for blankety blank. The point is, in the future, if it all goes well, this is the design, again, agree or disagree, up to you, is that we are then able to fill that one column that's taking an L right now, which is your local revenue operating normalcy budget. A capital project budget is usually separate with the idea that it'll eventually pay dividend for you and build the revenue. Whether you think this will or not, up to you, but that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, so to me, it sounds like, and he didn't really comment on a yay, nay, right, publicly, and he hasn't done the interviews that some of the other folks that came in here that we were able to pin down have, who said, yeah, I'm for it or I'm not for it as it's currently constituted. I would say he's not for it, though, as it's currently constituted, based on just reading between the lines and what he did say. But I like the idea that he did push back against the possibility that they were trying to rip this out of the budget and basically vote and leave the stadium out.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying we're moving this forward and we're keeping the money set aside to do a deal here. So that tells me that even if you're a no in the moment, you are willing to still come to the table and get something done. I wish we were further along, and I wish there was more excitement and more yeses. We knew this the day that that press conference was held, even the second press conference, the one with the commissioner and the president of the United States and the owner of the team and the mayor of D.C., the Avengers getting together on this deal. The city council was going to have their say, and they are enjoying having their say at this point.
They're all saying.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.